From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Kurdish officials in northeast Syria are expected to declare a federal system in areas they control. The announcement could come as early as Thursday, following a conference in Kurdish-held territory. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Wednesday said Washington will not recognize self-rule in the semi-autonomous zone.
We are focused on advancing a negotiated political transition towards an inclusive government that is capable of serving the interests of all the Syrian people. We've also been very clear that we're committed to the unity and territorial integrity of Syria. But ultimately, how that looks is going to be a process that's going to have to be decided by the Syrian people as they move forward.
The plan has also been rejected by Damascus. The Kurds are currently excluded from the Geneva peace process on Syria's political future. The Syrian Kurdish YPG militia has been an important ally of the U.S.-led military campaign against Islamic State. The Kurdish plan is to unite three Kurdish-led autonomous areas of Syria. The death toll from the attack on hotels Sunday in Grand Bassam in the Ivorian beach resort has risen to 19 after a body washed ashore. At least three gunmen affiliated with the Al-Qaeda North Africa branch were killed by security forces in Sunday's attack. Wednesday, President Alassane Ouattara vowed the attack would not derail the country's post-war revival. Niger's opposition presidential candidate Hama Amadou was taken from his Niamey jail cell Wednesday, flown to a Paris hospital 4 days before a runoff election. Amadou has been in jail since November on baby trafficking charges, allegations he and his supporters deny. Amadou plans to have his name on the ballot Sunday, even though his opposition coalition will boycott. It says the results of the first round were grotesque and cooked up. They were won by President Mahamudu Issoufou. This is VOA News. The White House says President Obama will deliver a historic address to the Cuban people Tuesday at the end of his visit to the communist-ruled island nation. The speech to be delivered at the Grand Theater in Havana is expected to lay out a vision of greater freedom and economic opportunity for the Cuban people. The trip, which begins Sunday, will be the first by a sitting U.S. president in nearly 90 years. Cuba analyst Ted Henkin of Baruch College in New York was asked about the importance of the trip.
Well, I think this will be another step, but a very significant symbolic one, to legitimize in Cuba the existence of a civil society that's not controlled by the Cuban government, although it's not necessarily opposed to the Cuban government. In most cases, it's probably not. But it's an alternative, and it makes up this wide array of diverse citizen organizations and opinions and groups and activities.
Mr. Obama will meet Cuban President Raul Castro and is expected to also hold talks with Cuban dissidents. Human Rights Watch has called on the U.S. leader to call for concrete measures to end systematic repression in Cuba. The White House Wednesday denounced the sentencing of an American university student, 15 years hard labor in North Korea, for trying to steal a propaganda banner from a hotel. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
The allegations for which this individual was arrested and imprisoned would not give rise to arrest or imprisonment in the United States or in just about any other country in the world. Now, despite official claims that U.S. citizens arrested in North Korea are not used for political purposes, it is increasingly clear that the North Korean government seeks to use these U.S. citizens as pawns to pursue a political agenda.
The 21-year-old University of Virginia student Otto Warmbier was arrested in January as he tried to leave the country with a tour group. Meanwhile, President Obama Wednesday signed an executive order imposing new sanctions on Pyongyang following its latest nuclear and ballistic missile tests. The U.S. Central Bank says it's keeping a key interest rate steady for the time being. Janet Yellen, chairman of the Federal Reserve, said slow global growth poses risks to the U.S. economy.
Proceeding cautiously in removing policy accommodation at this time will allow us to verify that the labor market is continuing to strengthen despite the risks from abroad.
But she also made it clear officials will probably raise rates later this year. The U.N. has condemned Morocco's decision to reduce its contingent to a peacekeeping force in Western Sahara. The move underscores tensions following UN Chief Ban Ki-moon's criticism of Rabat's annexation of the former Spanish territory in 1975 as an occupation. Botswana's highest court Wednesday rejected an attempt by the government to ban a homosexual rights group from registering and lobbying for change in legislation. Homosexuality is a crime in the country. Judge Ian Kirby said the government action interferes in the fundamental right to form an association to protect and promote one's interests. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.